Hello, Mai. As you can see, I haven't figured out what special name to call you all yet. We've had some good suggestions over on the blog, though. Improvers, friends, buddies, great learners, English lovers. Well, my idea was smart cookies. This English idiom refers to someone who is clever and good at dealing with difficult situations. It acknowledges how smart you all are, and also how sweet and kind you can be, too. Like a yummy cookie. Many of you send me amazing letters thanking me for my website and classes, and I really appreciate your kind words. So, what do you think? Do any of those make you smile and feel right? Are you a smart cookie or an English lover? Maybe you are a great learner or simply a friend. Please take a minute to submit your vote here. It will only take a second, and I'd love to know what you think. The survey form is on the right-hand side of the page, under the picture of me. Now, five things you may be doing wrong. Benny Lewis highlights these five mistakes perfectly in a TED video talk, which you can watch here. Number one, I don't have a language gene or talent. This is really only a matter of opinion, your opinion. If you believe this and tell yourself this, then it will become true. If you decide to believe something else, I do have a talent for language learning, it will become true. It's all in your head, my lovely English lovers, smart cookies. Number two, I'm too old to learn a second language. Really? You're going to use age as an excuse? Come on. It doesn't have anything to do with age. It's all about your environment. When we were children, we were encouraged to explore, play, and have fun. We were also congratulated and praised for our achievements. As adults, we force ourselves to translate, read grammar books, and take exams. That doesn't sound fun at all. Number three, I can't travel the world right now. This is not an excuse anymore. You're reading this newsletter because you have access to the internet. That means you can Skype with anyone in the world as well. You could have classes with me from the comfort of your own home. Or you could have a language exchange with someone in Canada. The world is no longer so big. Number four, I have a bad memory for vocabulary. Maybe it isn't your memory that is bad. Perhaps it is the way that you are trying to learn vocabulary. Using spaced repetition, repeating a word just before you are going to forget it, helps you retain new information. You could learn a word or expression, then review it the following day. Then once the following week, and then once a month. You can also use image association to help you remember, like Benny explains in the video. Number five, I will frustrate native speakers. I don't know why people believe this, but almost all of my students feel this way. I don't want to bother somebody with my poor English. Do you really think native English speakers sit there criticizing your English? I can't believe this person is trying to talk to me in my native language. Their pronunciation is horrible, and they just use the wrong tense. It should have been the present perfect, stupid. First of all, next to zero native English speakers actually know what the present perfect is, so they aren't going to be judging you on its usage. For example, when I first started teaching English, I had to teach myself English grammar. Now, in reality, people are probably sympathizing with you and trying to help you express yourself. They know what it is like to struggle in a different language, and they are probably proud of you for having the courage to speak to a stranger in a different language. To learn more about Benny and his human approach to learning a language quickly, visit his site, Fluent in 3 Months. He doesn't provide solutions or support for people studying for an exam, like the Cambridge First Certificate or the TOEIC. But if you are looking to learn English to travel and connect with people, he has some great advice and resources. So there you have it, my friends, great learners. I hope that this advice will help you, and if you would like to receive personalized advice just for you, sign up for online classes with me. One-to-one classes are 100% customized for your needs and goals, making them interesting, entertaining, and useful. Click here to get more information and register. Until next time, have a wonderful day and never stop trying. All the best, Diana Tower.